Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting sixth. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bombo Rivera. Batting second. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting third. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The DH, Jose Morales. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Ward. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dave Edwards. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is one for one in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into right field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Fosse and he is out, Molitor applying the tag. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong strikes out. Two outs. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Wolford steals second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. Jackson reaches third base with a triple. Weiniger goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Brewers. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0-for-1 in the game. Fosse hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rivera. Fosse reaches second base with a double. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor bunts towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fosse moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. Fosse scores. One out. It's 3-1, Brewers. Daryl Jackson now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cooper moves to third. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Ward strikes out. One out. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Davis moves to third. Wolford moves to second. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. Wolford moves to third. It's 5-1, Brewers. Pete Redfern now pitching. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fosse hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Molitor strikes out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ogilvie moves to second. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackson moves to second. Dave Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Twins 1. the Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fosse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner scores. Fosse moves to second. It's 6-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Fosse moves to third. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cooper hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ward. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Fosse scores. Molitor scores. Yount goes all the way around to score. It's 9-1, Brewers. Terry Felton now pitching. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper moves to third. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-1, Brewers. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall pinch hits for Rob Wilfong. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bombo Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-3 in the game. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-3 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Randall now playing second base. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 10, and the Twins 1. the Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantner fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.